It's the only show on the internet that will raise a glass and your spirits. It's now time for the Winos. Step one, drink. Step two, make mistakes. Step three, pretend you don't remember. Step four, drink a little more. Step five, I need to
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sharon. Happy birthday to you.
Thank y'all.
Welcome to the Winos, and this is a very special episode because it's Sharon's birthday.
We're recording this on October 30th. So thank it. Thank y'all, everyone.
Yeah.
She turns the big 114.
You're a little off.
I'm a little off.
Just a smidge.
She doesn't look a day over 16.
Are you feeling like 22?
I think I stopped mentally growing at 17. It just stopped right there.
Yeah. Same.
Cue the winger song.
But yeah, this is a really good episode. It's just Sharon and I and Ashley and Christy. Nicole's not with us tonight and makes us sad again.
Yeah.
I am always forgotten about in every flippin' intro. You know this, right?
What intro?
You guys notice Christy's here, Ashley's here,
oh,
we're here.
You're forgotten about.
Nobody gives a fuck about the sound guy.
Well, you're always here. You're always a part of our podcast.
I know.
Everybody knows you're always going to be here.
Because I have nothing else to do.
Well, otherwise there would be no Winos.
We can't quit you, Richard.
You're the most important person here.
Aww. Yeah, you're literally the reason why we're here.
And ego boosted. I'll see you guys later.
He should be good for a while now, huh?
At least 20 minutes.
You'll have to remind us when we need to bring it back up.
Oh, that happens every 20 minutes.
Okay. Clockwork, let me set an alarm. But I think we've agreed that we have some pretty good topics for this show. Most of them are Halloween themed because tomorrow is Halloween.
Which, granted, this goes up 3 days after, but it's okay because it's going to be the Hollow Winos.
Except none of us are drinking.
But it's still.
Yeah.
It's out of principle.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yes. So do we want to start off with... what we did last night.
Sure.
It was a lot of fun, and I got some really great pictures. It was so much fun.
You were playing Go Fish with newbies, new people?
Oh, yeah. We were. We went and saw the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Paragold Cinema 8.
If you're in Northeast Arkansas and want to check out a great movie, a place to see a movie, go to the Paragold Cinema 8. Check out their website and on Facebook at Paragold Cinema 8.
Please do.
Yeah,
they're awesome.
They're really awesome. Every year they show Rocky Horror Picture Show for midnight showings, and they do a shadow cast, and you'd have props. And throw them, and it was, we had
which
a big
I want to mention that my prop bag was short.
Yeah.
I will take Sharon care of that for you.
Sharon got gypped.
I didn't get any toast or what else was I missing? I had
party favors.
The noisemaker.
Yeah. Maybe those things were annoying.
Yeah, but we got to throw rice, toilet paper, toast, cards.
That rice is serious.
I found a piece of rice in my hair this morning.
Yeah. I had all that paste in my hair to make it stand up, and I was literally pulling rice out of that paste. It was horrible.
I'm literally pulling rice out of my hoodie pocket right now.
This is a true story. There it is. It's sitting right there. To let you know, I didn't have any rice on me at all after that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm jealous.
The water and I just put my hoodie.
I did get squirt right in the mouth though. Someone knew it was me. It was just like
I think they realized I was covering my face up, so three times I got shots directly onto the newspaper, and that's when I put my hoodie up and closed it in, and I was like, nope, fuck this. It was so much fun. I feel so bad for the workers who had to clean up afterwards.
They didn't get home till 5:45 this morning.
Because it was a disaster.
In two theaters.
in two theaters. It was a mess. But oh my gosh, I cannot wait until next year because it was amazing.
I swear, next year I'm going to help and help stay and help them clean.
I suggested it, yeah, and Chris is like, if you can stay on Monday, so after this thing. We're recording this before the Monday showing of Rocky Horror, but if you could stay, that'd be great. I'm like, I can, I guess.
Say, I can on Monday.
If you can hook me up with the toilet paper, even better.
Not me.
I mean, whoo. Because yeah, some of that was Monday. Some good
no,
toilet
I can't,
paper.
No, I can't do it at all. I'm not gonna. I mean, they're really awesome, but you don't pay me, so. But no, it was so much fun. I can't wait. And I'm determined to learn those things that everybody was
It changes
screeching.
In each theater. Each region has their own
script.
Well,
I mean, I don't care about other region scripts because I'm not in other
regions.
Right,
but they change it every year.
Then how do you get a hold of the script? Do they
There's scripts online. There's script online that you kind of, it's a guideline, and then they'll just kind of throw in more modern twist jokes in there as well.
All right, well, I need to get on top of that because that was funny.
I love the stuff that you can yell at the movie screen during Rocky Horror.
Well, they were yelling out some of those things, and I was like, there are like two small children in here.
It's the same thing as going to see Brian O'Halloran.
Well, you knew what you were getting into.
You know what you're getting into with Rocky Horror, too.
Well, I know the movie itself might not be PG-13.
But it's the atmosphere that the movie creates. Like, you
but
know
they,
what
they, the people might not have known.
I think they knew.
Yeah. They might not.
11 years of them doing that, and
it's not exactly like it's a new film.
Plus, I mean, the midnight movie thing with the audience participation has been going on since 1981.
It is pretty awesome. I wish I would have known about it. I've lived here for 5 years. I wish I would have known.
Well, you know now, and knowing's half the battle.
I do know.
Yo, Joe.
It was pretty fucking great. I got some really good pictures of it too.
Did you get any pictures of the aftermath?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, did you get a picture of the hanging bag of rice?
I did not get a picture of the hanging bag of rice, but I got a picture of basically them having no floor.
Oh, yeah. I tried to get down to go to the restroom, and I almost fell, because between the rice and the toilet paper and the toast, like, it was terrible.
It would look like your most hated teacher's house on Halloween. That's awesome.
And then this was our feet.
Jeez. I always made that one.
There's rice in the bottom of my purse.
I had none.
Oh, I didn't bring a purse. Okay.
Yeah.
No, you're good.
Yeah. It was in my purse. Christy and I went to the bathroom. It was in my underwear. I don't know how, but it was. It was so much fun. It was. I pulled out my underwear. And it fell out. I was like, what the fuck? There's rice in my underwear. And we were just sitting there. We took our shoes off and dumped it out.
Yeah.
Out of all the places to get rice.
No. I would. I mean, come on.
Holy crap. That was a fun night.
Oh, man. So, what are y'all's plans for Halloween?
Well, being since this is a... We're going to be a Rocky Horror.
Yeah. You are. You are going to be a Rocky
Horror. Yeah. I'm going to help cover that, too. First, I'm going to give my kids a giant bag of candy and leave them with Jesse and let them watch Halloween movies. And then I'm going to exit and go back to the theater and help there.
Cool.
But before that, my workplace allows us to dress up in costumes.
You should do Jim from The Office and just stick, like, three circles on you and be like, I'm three hole punch Katie, or three hole punch Sharon.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
Or write book on your face.
You should.
That's my favorite one.
Slick your hair back and dress as Dwight. Bears beat Battlestar Galactica.
But I don't know if the people that I work with would get that. So, yeah.
Though we do. Ann Perkins.
Don't hit me because you're a nurse. And so is everyone else there.
So it would be the perfect.
We do have a girl that wants to come as unemployed. So she can come to work.
Sweatpants?
She can come to work in her pajamas and house shoes. But one of the doctors advised her that if she did that, she would truly be unemployed in her future.
You should go with Ann Perkins. You got the dark hair. You could just go in your scrubs.
That's every day.
So it's perfect.
I'm just
minimal effort, but still doing what you need to do.
I'm just going to use one of the costumes that I have left over from like years.
Cool.
Coraline?
No, I have like a witch's gown with like a hood.
Oh. I tried to convince her she should go as Wednesday Addams. Because that would be funny as shit.
And like be in character all the
time. Just as somebody's walking in and you just walk in as Wednesday. Hello.
What is your problem? Yeah. I still think you should go as Ian Perkins.
Or Death. You should go as Death.
As Death. Oh, God.
I actually could with that cloak. I would just need a staff.
Hopefully you have no patients that are over the age of 70.
It's family care, yes.
I'm still voting for Ann Perkins. I'm rewatching Parks and Rec, you guys. So
I restarted Scrubs.
Yeah. Did you get my compliments this morning on my post that I made about you?
Oh yeah.
All of the Leslie Nope.
Yes, I did.
You beautiful rule breaking moth.
Yes.
I love that show so much. Okay. So, for my Halloween, I am dressing my children, walking down the two roads that make up my neighborhood, and then I'm coming home and turning my porch light off.
Doesn't sound like a bad plan. One year we pulled up into our driveway to go home from trick-or-treating. We didn't have a light on, and kids decided to come trick-or-treat as we were walking in our house.
But they know they have. But they,
I was gonna say, yes. They know they have candy.
Yes, yes, and I did actually end up. I'm like, okay, here's a piece of candy, and here's another one for you. Now please move on.
I'm hoping that maybe my Hillary signs will deter the bad people away from my house.
Nice.
I mean, it's a solid plan.
Maybe.
I would
maybe.
Just put up both signs, and now you know you're not getting anyone coming to your house.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think... Oh, no. But see, I couldn't do that, because...
I'm just saying in general, you don't want anyone coming to your house. I mean, done.
That could be a solid plan.
Yeah, because you said you were taking them home, and that was the end. Oh, so yeah.
That was a funny story.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. I've got the.
No, when you got the signs, that was a funny story.
We were walking to the drag show. We were like, we had to walk a pretty good distance, and we got like halfway to it. And I walked past.
Heeled boots, by the way. Thanks.
What? Oh yeah, I walked past this building. I started freaking out.
And oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
What? And I was like, it's the Democratic headquarters. I didn't know that they had one here.
They had to.
But I know, but the people, I called Little Rock and they said that they didn't have one here anymore. So I was like, oh, that's just fucking sad.
I told you we had one in Paragould. I know exactly where it's at.
They have one in Jonesboro. So I went inside and I grabbed 5 Hillary signs, Connor Eldridge sign, Nate Looney, and then a couple of other people that are running locally for like city council and sheriff. And then I talked to the guy who runs the headquarters, and I signed up for canvassing, which they haven't texted or called me now. Thanks. But, yeah. Is it my hair?
No.
Oh. Okay. I started freaking out, and then...
It was like a cat finding a toy and just running in a circle constantly.
I was. I kept... Like, some signs were over here, and some signs were on the other wall, and some signs were in the front, and I was, like, running back and forth, grabbing them, like, here, hold these.
Have you ever watched Supermarket Sweep, and somebody got the bonus prize, and they were running down the aisles with it? That was her with the political signs.
Did you carry them with you to the show?
No, I did not. I double-backed and went back to my car and put them in my car, and I was, like, super excited.
It would have been funnier if you'd carried them with you on that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, 30 signs. Like, hey, guys.
Put them on.
It would have made for a better story.
Put them up against the bar on the other side of the chairs and just stood there all night so they didn't fall over.
You could have got some sort of rope and attached them to your neck. Some sort of political wrapper.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Oh, mascara's in my eye.
I had that problem last night.
Mascara running in.
Yeah, after I got shot with a water gun right in the face.
Oh, yeah.
As they singled, they're like, oh, there's Richard. Ka-ching.
I started using this eye mascara primer with these lashes, the fiber lash thingies, and one got into my eye and scratched it, and now my eye is killing me.
You mean the ones that you told me that no one should ever, ever, ever
and not
wear?
Like those. No, these were a different brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. and it really hurts.
The ones that I wear all the time and never have a problem with.
Whatever, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything
about
you,
Sharon.
I'm not going to say. Actually, it is. It is her birthday.
Ha. No,
but this story isn't about
lawyered.
I win all arguments today. You should keep that in mind for later.
What? What arguments?
It's not your birthday,
Ian. Oh,
you guys.
It's not your birthday. What are we going to argue about? Oh, I was like, I didn't do shit.
So what's our next topic, Katie?
Next topic. We could, okay, I don't know if you guys, I shared this on Facebook. I don't know if you guys saw it the other day, but there, I don't remember where it's at, but it's, this Burger King took all the okay. Richard's seen it.
It's the most amazing thing ever.
It's so funny. This Burger King took like a really big tarp, white cloth, put it over their building, put it over their sign, and wrote on it McDonald's. And their sign says, "We're McDonald's. Just kidding. We still flame grill our burgers," or something like that. It's so funny. Here, let me see if I. It was trending on Facebook.
It was one of the most creative things I've ever seen in
my
life.
It is pretty great.
Because it's just it's pretty much the cheap looking ghost costume over the Burger King sign.
You'll have to post it to the page once this is up.
It just says McDonald's. That was one of the funniest things
I haven't
ever
seen it.
Isn't this in New York?
New York City.
Yeah. I was hoping somewhere like that around here would do that because I would have been there. Yeah, like Burger King would officially sold me and I would be eating there all the time.
Their marquee signs, boo, just kidding, we still flame grill our burgers. Happy Halloween.
That's funny.
It's so great.
It'd even be better if like McDonald's was across the street from them. Like
it's in New York City, so they probably do.
I love the video they posted too. It's just some guy standing there in a silhouette with it in the background just eating a burger. It's wonderful.
That's pretty great.
Still not as good as the Arby's marketing campaigns, but it's pretty good.
What? Oh yeah.
The nerd market. Have you seen those?
No.
Oh my, okay, so at some point, just go to the Arby's page and just start looking at all their ads going down. Well, there's a Firefly one, there's a World of Warcraft one, there's Fries for Me. I mean, it is wonderful. They build it all out of the fry boxes and everything.
Oh, that's awesome. Pretty cool. I'm going to have to go look at them.
You
want to do pet peeves?
Let's talk about, okay. Just because I always talk about it, y'all should really look up on YouTube Patrick Stump singing the national anthem at the Chicago Cubs game the other day. It's pretty great. So that's my traditional Patrick Stump plug.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, pet peeves. You go. I have to think of one.
I haven't thought of one yet either.
Oh, well, shit.
You know what my biggest pet peeve is? Is when people can't think of pet peeves on a show or they're talking about pet peeves.
But we have to talk about pet peeves.
I think it's become...
It's like become a tradition.
It's become a tradition. Pet peeves. I'm trying to think of one.
Okay, so at Memphis Con that we went to, you know, I went as Electra.
Yeah.
And someone called me Catwoman.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't
appreciate
that.
As a fan of comic books, at a comic book convention, how do you get that wrong?
I don't know.
I mean, you didn't have the ears.
No ears. Catwoman doesn't carry size. She doesn't wear a red turtleneck.
You did get called Raphael, though.
I did. Okay, but in fairness, that was a small boy. And my size actually weren't from Ninja Turtles. He identified those. And the reason that I had to buy those is because all of the plastic ones, the ones that you can carry at cons, were child-sized. So those were the only ones I found that matched my costume and were, like, reasonably sized for me. But that is actually why he identified me as a Ninja Turtle. So I actually kind of gave him props for that.
I wouldn't have known that.
I don't know how he knew it, but yeah, if you read on the side of it, like in the teeny tiny raised writing, it says Ninja Turtles on it. So that one wasn't too bad.
gosh, I can't really think of what. Are
you gonna pass? Are you
gonna
pass this podcast?
No, I'll think of one. Okay. I have this big no soliciting sign right outside of my door. It says no soliciting. We don't need a vacuum. Our souls don't need saving. We know who we're voting for. We're too broke to buy anything. And then it said, unless you're the mailman or giving away free wine, please leave or please go away.
It's true. I've seen it.
Yes.
The sign exists.
Yep.
And had a young lady and gentleman knock on my door, and I opened it. I mean, it still had the chain connected, but I opened it as far as I could. And I didn't say a word. I stuck my hand out the door and pointed to the sign. And she goes, I can't read. That's why I'm doing this thing door to door. I said, does it look like I'm fucking stupid? And I shut the door. And then she just ran down my driveway and left. And that's a pet peeve of mine.
Because literally your driveway is so steep, you have to run down it to
get
down.
It's so, true. I mean, half of our cars can't make it up.
No,
there.
No.
I had to have spelunking gear to get up in
my car. I was like...
Do your kids like roll down your driveway?
They
like
roll down. They roll down the grass, the hill. They do that, yeah. So like if it snows this year,
I'm
come
coming
over my house, yeah. Slide down my yard. It never floods at my house.
No, I bet it doesn't.
It never does. Everybody else's yard floods, but mine. That's my pet peeve is soliciting when there's a fucking no soliciting sign. I do not want your free 50-cent dish detergent that it's got the consistency of water for you to come inside of my house. I don't even have carpets. I have area rugs, but I don't want your $3,000 vacuum that has a BMW built motor in it.
You don't want overpriced band cheesecake?
No, I don't want overpriced. Well, no, okay, so I will buy stuff from little kids if they come to my door, only because they're adorable and because they're little kids.
So if you're a little kid who sells vacuums, you've got a shot.
No, I won't buy your fucking vacuum, but I'll buy like a candy bar or cookies. But yeah.
Plus, so I can drop Kirby. Zeke off and send him up there. And
yeah, I'll walk around the neighborhood with him. I'll buy all the stuff. Next time he has a fundraiser, hit me up. Oh man, I should have cookie dough coming in soon.
Did we order anything from the fundraisers? Mm-mm. Ah, crap.
I ordered cookie dough from Alice's fundraiser, and that was like 2 months ago. Where the fuck is my cookie dough health and wellness?
The last time I ordered cookie dough from one of those, I got key lime pie.
The candle fundraiser? Yeah, because I ended up...
Yankee candle?
Yeah, I ended up finding about it 2 days before it was due, and he had to sell 8 of them again. I bought $187 worth of candles.
I know what we're getting for Christmas!
I really did so he can meet his minimum.
One, that's great parroting. Two, I fucking hate candles.
So. That's what it was this time. And since I didn't meet his minimum for the cheesecake, I felt bad. So
another, is this banned or just?
It's banned.
And he apparently got it on like Monday the previous week, and then it was due the next Monday.
I don't understand that.
And I didn't get it until Friday. That's the time he pulled it out of his backpack and laid it on the kitchen counter, and I didn't find it until Tuesday. So, yeah, or Monday. So I had 2 days notice to get it and return it. So I just sat down and like filled everything out and sent a check for $187.
I bet Jesse was thrilled about that.
He doesn't know about it.
He knows now.
You're gonna know now. Surprise!
We're getting a whole bunch of candles.
Yay! Oh, man.
There's going to be only one of two things. It's like, why does it smell so good? Or are you conducting a seance?
Well, I mean, he knew I was looking at it because it did have the little scratch and sniffs, Ashley. You were right. And I was like, hey, Jesse, smell this candle. So he at least knew that I was going to buy one. He just didn't realize how many I was going to buy. So.
Is it all the same candle?
No.
I was gonna say, you just buy like 20 of the same candles. Much.
Have y'all ever seen that kid on YouTube that reviews Yankee candles? He was on Daniel Tosh a couple of years ago.
It's like the girl from Scream Queens.
Yes! Yes! It's just like her!
The candle vlogger.
This is a little boy and he's real.
Well, I believe he's real.
This is a thing.
Yes.
Does he talk about, like, the consistency and how it burns?
Yes, he does.
It's probably what our character is based off of.
More most likely, yes. But, yeah, Daniel Tosh had him on his show a few years back.
I don't even know what to say to that.
And he sent, like, a bunch of candles that had, like, really gross smells, like dirty vagina and, like, ball sweat and stuff. And gross. The kid reviewed him.
How old is this kid?
He's, like, 12. But, I mean, his parent, you know, I mean, of course they had it run by his parents and everything like that because he's a minor. So they were probably like, sure, I mean, he's going to be on TV. Who fucking cares?
Poor kid.
I know the kid's on TV and all, but do you think he gets made fun of for candle sniffing on YouTube constantly?
Probably.
Yeah.
But he also, if you watch it,
he's making a ton of money on ads. I know
but
that.
But he could also be one of those kids that just doesn't care.
Yeah, like, no, yeah. If you watch it, he basically doesn't give a crap what anybody
thinks. I was going to say, like, my older son, he could care less what anyone thinks about him. Like, he just does his own thing, so it wouldn't bother him any.
Wearing fedoras.
Yeah, wearing fedoras and pink shirts, and he could give a crap what anyone thinks. He's out there playing his flute and...
I've said it before and I said it again, you got the best kids.
Yeah, they're real good. They really are.
Mm-hmm. Next topic is favorite Halloween candy.
Mine are pretty good.
Yeah, you have good kids too, Kristen.
I only know one of them. She aight.
Dylan's good.
I could say things, but I just feel embarrassed to say them, so I'm just out right
now. There you go, Kristen. You can tell Dylan I mentioned him on the podcast, and I said he was awesome.
I'll tell him.
You just made his year.
Yeah, I remembered his birthday, for one.
They're your birthday and his birthday are back to back.
I know, but he was still impressed I remembered. And I mentioned him on the podcast, so. I will continue to be his mom's best friend.
Okay.
Favorite Halloween candy?
Favorite Halloween candy. And not like your traditional candy bars. I'm talking about like...
But that is the favorite.
Just regular candy bars?
Yeah, like the miniature like candy bars.
If I could get naked and just roll around in a bed of Tootsie Rolls, I'd be the happiest person on life.
I like Tootsie Rolls.
Okay, I don't know what they're called, but they're kind of a hard, in between like a hard and soft candy. They're crunchy, and they're white and black striped. You guys know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
Those are my favorite.
Hey, if you're going to call
there's an open mic.
There's a microphone.
The crunchiness reminds me of like a Butterfinger a little bit.
Those are awesome.
Yes.
Those
are awesome. I've got to Google it. And
are they kind of like a weird take on the Chico sticks?
No. And they're like rectangle.
I don't even know what these are.
I don't know either.
I actually eat good candy. This doesn't even sound good to me.
No, it is good. It is.
I don't think I've ever received any of these in my candy basket.
It's a peanut butter bar.
Yes, those.
Oh, I've seen them.
They're wonderful.
They're okay.
No, they're not good.
Because if you get them stale, they're awful.
Okay, so
they look like zebras.
It turns out that it's just the wrapper that has black stripes on it, and the candy itself is white.
Oh, I never paid that much attention to them, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they're peanut butter, and I only ever see them at Halloween. And this is what I mean by like that taffy that's in the shape of, that everybody hates. It might be your favorite.
You mean like
or that weird chewy chocolatey?
Like the ones that come in the black and purple.
Yes,
those are terrible.
I actually love those.
They're so hard, and if you have any dental work, it's gonna pull it right out.
Yeah, or like candy corn, or like the pumpkins that taste like candy corn. I'm talking about that kind of Halloween candy, not. Like Reese's and
I don't have any Halloween favorite candy then. None.
You don't like candy apples? That counts as Halloween candy because it's candy.
That's not Halloween because I can eat those any time of the year.
Those are also very Christmassy as well.
And fair.
Yeah. Fair. I equate them with fair.
So what I want when I go trick-or-treating is miniature candy bars. That's all.
That's all we bought. But we're gonna keep it for us, and then we went and bought the really cheap, like $1 candies, like just Tootsie Rolls, because I think
rude.
Tootsie Rolls are the worst fucking candies ever.
I also like Airheads of mine. That's good.
I don't like Airheads.
They're delicious.
Yeah, Tootsie Rolls.
I honestly don't know if I've ever had an Airhead.
We have to remedy
that. You have.
I don't. Maybe.
You have.
If well, I have, I don't remember it.
We're gonna fix that.
We'll into fix it.
An adult without having an airhead. Every child has had an air ball.
Never had a popcorn ball either.
Oh, but you it's just a ball like you do.
Yeah. And I love popcorn.
But you can't buy the ones from the store.
No, no, and that's something I can. That's why I will never.
Yeah, you can't have the ones from the store. No. You need help.
If it wasn't for Husk, I'd also lay around in popcorn naked.
Are you telling me? Shh. No. No.
I don't like any traditional Halloween candy.
You're a little weird.
Which is weird, you know, because Halloween's my favorite. But I don't like the candy that goes along with it traditionally.
It's my favorite, too.
I like some of the weird stuff that comes out at this for Halloween.
Like what?
There's been some off of the M&M stuff. The Halloween Oreos are great.
Oh, like the different, the different takes. The holiday edition.
Yeah, the holiday stuff.
The pumpkin spice Oreos are terrible.
After having the, which one was it?
The lemon one?
No, the chocolate chip cookie dough ones.
Oh, fuck me. That sounds good.
They're awful. They were awful.
Anybody remember the double stuffed ones? The soft cookie Oreos? What happened to those, man?
The soft ones?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get a bag of the Oreos with the Swedish fish in the middle of them.
What is wrong with you? That sounds horrible.
You know what
he loves Swedish fish.
You know when I posted that map that said, like, what?
Yes.
And I was looking at that and I'm like, Swedish fish? There's more than one state that is the favorite Halloween candy.
Because it is freaking fantastic.
No, they are disgusting.
They have no taste, and the texture of them is awful.
They do have a taste, and it is not good.
It's horrid. It's horrid.
I don't think they have a taste.
It is awful.
They do have a taste.
I like Sour Patch Kids.
And that would be what heaven is.
There's something wrong with you.
I have been told that by many, many
people.
You
need to get your taste buds looked at. Is that a thing?
Taste
buds. No. No. No, and in fact, your taste buds changed over time. So
What the fuck happened to you to make your taste buds like Swedish fish?
I've liked Swedish fish since I was like 7.
Yuck. Oh, man. Even my children
I'm so sorry.
Do not like Swedish fish.
I'm so sorry.
I've only known one other person in my entire life that likes Swedish fish.
And is
fish.
That person a bad person?
Swedish chef.
Well, she she has very poor attention span, but no, she's an awesome person.
Do I know who you're talking about?
No.
Okay. Is it me? I do have a poor attention span.
But I think you would know if you like Swedish fish.
I know I don't like them.
So I'm pretty sure you can assume it's not you then.
Yeah. I don't know why I asked that.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Oh, man.
Hating on me for liking Swedish fish. And not liking Nightmare Before Christmas. Well, see, I see how this goes.
Yeah, and see, okay, so if I had known, then, well, now that
No, because I'm sitting through one horrible thing. You can't put me through two horrible things. Jeez. They
I
were
wish
both.
I could be here for that. That would be fun.
Okay, next topic. You're the one with the list this time.
Actually, our next topic was going to be the GSA out at ASU, but I was only going to talk about that if Harley was here.
Well, we can still talk about our show.
Yes, because we do have something to plug.
We do.
Yes, we do.
You want to give this?
Queens of the Fall, November 29th at the Forum Theater in downtown Jonesboro. Get your tickets now at BuzzkillMagazine.com/Queens of the Fall. Just $10, and all the proceeds go to the Arkansas State Gay Straight Alliance.
I
may or may not have that memorized already.
If anyone likes the Winos Facebook page or the TPK Magazine page, you can go to the top, and it is pinned to the top with the link where you can go and purchase tickets.
I said last night in the video that I feel this is going to be not just the biggest drag show that Jonesboro has ever seen, because that's probably not difficult because we're still in 1845. I did say it was probably going to be the biggest show that NEA Arkansas has ever seen. But again, that's probably not difficult. I'm picking this might be one of the biggest shows in the country.
I do know we're having some really exciting things being donated to the silent auction.
We do have a silent auction.
I just learned that my cousin, who's an amazing artist, is going to be donating a one-of-the-kind painting that is super, super gorgeous.
Go back to episode 4 and listen to the point where Sharon presents us with the painting, or you presented us with the painting. Sorry.
Hello!
But it was by her, but she presented us with the painting, and I was speechless. think of that happening if you purchase her painting, because it is absolutely stunning.
It is. It is gorgeous.
And I'm super excited to see this. It's going to come with a handmade frame. So that's just one of the many items that's been donated to the silent auction.
We have something donating to the silent auction. Actually, probably as a magazine as a whole is probably going to be something fun. But all three podcasts are getting involved.
Yep.
You're going to bid on a chance to be part of this show for one night only. You're going to be an opportunity to participate on Nerds of the Roundtable for one night and one night only. And we are going to have also TBK Live, where you can purchase tickets to, or purchase a bid to be on that one night and one night only.
So that's super exciting.
Yes.
You get to see the inner workings of the how we make the podcast.
I am super excited. And you get to talk it out whenever the fuck you want.
Yep.
So if you're on this show, you get to make the list.
Yes. You can make our topic list. And you get to come up with your own pet peeve.
Which I'm sure a lot of people have.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some that have not been talked about yet.
Yes.
So I'm pretty stoked about that. So that's happening as well. And I think we're going to do a couple of gift baskets. For one for Christmas. I don't know what the other one's going to be. And a whole bunch more stuff. So that is November 29th at the Forum Theater in Jonesboro. I'm excited.
I am too.
I'm also emceeing that show. Probably should have made that perfectly clear. So I'm also performing. So it'll be my first time in Jonesboro performing. I'm super excited about that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yep, so. A lot of fun.
What else do we have?
That was all of my topics. Because the other ones were Harley related.
Which you will be here next week, I believe. Or next episode, I believe.
Okay, so did we want to move on to our strange item of the week?
Amazon Review Trader item.
Yeah, so every time we get ready to do this podcast, I search the website Amazon Review Trader to find the strangest item that I can find. And the winner this time is a tea bag infuser. So you can put like loose tea leaves in it or a tea bag and then let it steep in your cup of water. And this tea infuser actually looks like testicles. And
a ball sack.
Yep. And it says, so you can actually, it's called the tea bagger. And so you can actually tea bag.
Tea bag your tea.
The only product endorsed by Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
Hey.
I know he came out for Hiller, but still.
I can't knock him too bad.
He's still a tea bagger.
If you guys act quickly, it is only $5. If you act quickly, it's only $5 on the site.
And if you're trying to get a visual picture, you know them truck nuts? It's like this with a bunch of holes in it.
Yep.
That trademark. Truck nuts trademark.
Yeah, they are.
Because if it's not, I know what I'm doing.
I'm pretty
after
sure
this.
It is. Yeah. But I will post the picture as soon as this podcast goes up so everyone can admire it. But yeah, $5.
I'd use it.
It's a bargain.
I'd use it. You get a good amount of tea.
I don't know if
boy.
I could use that.
You could. You're a perv.
I'm not. Could I? I don't even know if I could, because I laugh even when I hear corn nuts. I just don't think I could do this.
Oh, last night when we were playing goldfish, somebody said something, they asked how many more minutes till they were gonna let us in, and somebody said about 69. And I went 69, but I thought I said it soft enough that nobody here heard me, but they all heard me and they started laughing. Yeah.
I've done that quite a bit. Apparently, I was listening to the soundtrack, like, learning more of the audience participation stuff, and apparently I was saying shit while doing it, and didn't realize I was saying it out loud when I was doing it.
Nice.
While working on homework. No, I was writing my Rocky art. I was pranking for an article for the halls, and that's, yeah.
Nice.
I yelled shit really, really loud.
That was so much fun.
So, isn't it this weekend that Doctor Strange comes out?
Yes! Oh, speaking of which, Gerald would like to ask me if you would like to go, you and Jesse would like to go to dinner with us next Saturday and go see Doctor Strange.
I have to check with him because I think he has plans to go hunting.
Jesse.
But is anybody excited about going to see it?
I am. I love Benedict Cumberbatch.
Because we've heard some different opinions about how it's probably not going to be so good.
I don't know. Gerald said he liked it, and he's picky. Or he said he likes the previews and stuff, and he's super picky.
I'll say the same thing I said earlier. I feel like it's going to be the highest grossing Marvel movie of all time.
I think it's going to be awesome. I'm super, super excited to see it.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
And that's why it's going to be the highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah.
Because I've seen what your numbers have been on the Hall of Hawks article. And that alone tells me that people are going to come out in droves to see this.
He is pretty gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. It's true. He's just a really good actor.
He is. He really is.
He made me appreciate Star Trek a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like the new Star Trek. I can't watch the new Star Trek. It makes me sad.
Oh. You need to see the new one. I will say
I
that.
I have seen it.
Oh, it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just one of those where I used to rewatch them all the time, but now I've got feels, like hardcore feels.
Since that actor passed away? Yeah.
I just like him in everything. Like, I don't, what are they going to do about the new Smurfs? He was clumsy.
I quit at like halfway through the first Smurfs.
Oh, whatever. So. Well, it's like a staple in our house.
I've never seen it.
They're so obsessed with the Smurfs.
Like, I get dirty looks when I say I don't really want to see the new Ninja Turtles movies.
No, I don't want to see them either. They look so stupid.
Yeah.
They look so...
I've never seen
them. I have people in my corner for this argument. Yeah.
They look horrible. They shouldn't have been redone at all.
It doesn't matter. It's Ninja Turtles. She loves them. You will take her to see them.
Oh, sorry, Ashley.
Yeah, it's her. It's hers. The reason.
They look bad, though.
Ashley loves Ninja Turtles, so she goes to see them.
I mean, that's cool. Did y'all see they're making a new Power Rangers movie?
I'm not happy about that.
It looks so far, though.
I'm cool with Elizabeth. Banks says Rita Repulsa. I'm cool with that. She looks fine. But the Power Ranger suits look like freaking Iron Man suits, and I'm not happy about that. They made them look like crap.
I think it's going to be good.
It might be great, but I'm not happy with the suits right now.
I think it's going to be good. And they're coming out with a Toy Story 4 and an Incredibles 2.
Well, I'm okay with the Incredibles 2.
I'm not.
Yeah, I
like the first one.
They just pushed up Incredibles 2 to summer of 2018, and they pushed Toy Story 4 back to 2019.
Out of all the Pixar films, I feel like the Incredibles is the worst one.
What?
Yeah.
Is it
time for me to go yet? It was such a good movie.
And then Cars would be right behind that.
The first Cars was good.
No, the second. I'm talking about the second one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, have y'all watched them Mater's Tall Tales that are on Netflix?
No.
You watched them? If I'm lying, I'm crying. I love them so much. They're so funny.
I will randomly watch kids stuff on Netflix, though. I do.
Watch this. It's called Mater's Tall Tales, and they're only like 6 or 7 minutes long, and there's like six of them. But they're all of those crazy things where it's like, oh, remember you were there.
Well, I have seen these.
Yes, they're so funny. They're so funny.
So I have a quick story about Netflix. You know how every once in a while you'll get an email and it'll be like, there's a show that we've just put on that we think you might like.
Well,
you don't ever get these emails.
We use my mother-in-law's Netflix, so she probably gets those emails.
So anyway,
I know the emails you're talking about, yeah.
So anyway, I get this one time, and it says, you write like the second season of The Day My Butt Went Psycho. I think I sent this picture to you, maybe.
You told me about it before.
And not only was it was... the second season of The Day My Butt Went Psycho. Not even like the first season. And I have zero idea why Netflix felt that I needed to watch the show. But apparently it's about a boy that's just going about his business and his butt falls off and they go on all these exciting adventures together. It sounds terrible. It sounds absolutely terrible.
All right, I'm trying. I want to know what the premise of this is.
It does look very horrible.
It
like
does.
This butt is walking around with legs and
yes. arms.
I saw a cartoon like that once. It was called Assy McGee.
Assy McGee is an adult-centered cartoon.
And this is meant for kids.
That's on Adult Swim.
And it's yeah, it's supposed to be specifically for adults.
And this is like a little kid show.
I'm getting an Ask Miggy tattoo.
Nice.
It's going in my adult.
Oh, I enjoy that. I enjoy that. Yeah. I enjoyed that one a little bit. I'm watching the YouTube video. I want to see the intro to this.
Yeah, this looks terrible.
I still have the screenshot of the email.
It's Canadian Australian. To battle evil wherever it rises. From the best-selling books comes Teletoon's brand new Bumtacular series.
Bumtacular.
What's Psycho? Premieres Thursday, June 12th at 6:30.
Yeah. And so when I got that email, I was like, what fresh hell is this?
It's still going on.
Yeah, I know it was the second season that they were so excited to share with me.
It's going in for a third.
And so I immediately went home and I was like, what have you guys been watching that it feels that it needs to share this with me? And they had never even heard of the first season. So, yeah.
Do I feel like we need to at least sit down and watch the first episode of this?
Maybe.
And come back and report on it?
Maybe. Have you read the books? How do you know about these books?
I used to tutor kids.
No one reads books like that.
It is the craziest thing.
And Captain Underpants wasn't?
I love Captain Underpants.
Come on.
Yeah, Captain Underpants.
But at least his butt didn't fall off.
It was his friend.
It was secured in his underpants. There was no fear of it falling off because it was in his underpants.
Also, this butt is cracked. Is not covered. It's just a crack and it's got eyes on it.
And then they go on adventures.
Y'all seen that video of that girl twerking and she's got them gigantic googly eyes stuck to her butt cheek?
Yes.
And when she twerks, the eyes just go crazy. It's kind of like that.
I don't think I could. No.
And apparently his butt is psycho. It says so in the title.
So everything you need to know about this show
is in the title.
Everything, yeah, to not watch it is right there in the title. Yeah.
I was like, why do I deserve this?
Why did you do that, Canada? You're supposed to be better than us. That sounds like
they do send some good shows.
That sounds like some shit that would come out of the United States. some stupid shit like on Cartoon Network. Bet you Cartoon Network picks that up in the next year or two.
Ugh.
That them stupid shows like Clarence. Uncle Grandpa.
Yes.
Uncle Grandpa's only fun when you are just completely inebriated.
There's so many shows that my kids watch. There's so many shows, like, I'll sit down and I'm like, what is going on here? Like, who? I don't even understand the relations.
I don't understand the Gumball show. How does a cat and a bunny have babies? And why, if they have babies, why do they have a cat baby and a bunny baby? I know the goldfish is adopted or just a friend that lives with them.
May I point out cat dog?
There's a
Well, I thought that
that's
was
a whole nother thing.
I thought that was stupid even then.
No.
How can you hate cat dog?
Because it's obnoxious.
Yeah.
I think you are a little too old. Wait, you're old too, aren't you?
I'm a year older than her.
We are currently the same age.
Yeah.
Maybe your mental capacity is a little younger than
you just had your birthday. You're
32,
so
I'm
31.
32.
Yeah. We're
year apart. That's.
But we would have been watching the same things.
Well, I was a little bit younger.
And even then, I found it confusing.
Like,
and stupid.
No, it's not stupid. You're stupid.
Yeah.
I also didn't understand cow and chicken. Whatever it is. Yeah,
cow
hated
chicken.
That too.
I didn't care for cow and chicken.
They were adopted.
No, they were adopted. No, did you not listen to the theme song?
I thought they were adopted.
Yeah, it was like, what did it say? It said something about the father didn't know, but he didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's an episode where they go to the hospital and cow is born.
Yeah.
So it went in the parents.
No.
They weren't the humans? Now that I think about it.
Oh, no, there's a lot of effed up cartoons when you think releasing.
Yes.
Rocco's Modern Life, the restaurant was called the Chokey Chicken.
Yeah, oh, that's dirty. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I've watched the few episodes.
It was okay. Like, it was not one that I, like, regularly watched, but I could tolerate it.
And Dexter's Laboratory. They're doing a Dexter's Laboratory movie. And isn't it live action? Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Yes. I'm super okay with this. I'm very excited about it.
I don't think I really watched cartoons as a kid, though, except for maybe the few Nicktoons. Yeah, I was more of the Saved by the Bell kind of.
Well, I mean, I watched that stuff too, but.
I mean, that's pretty much what I watched, though, that and game shows.
I watch cartoons. I watch, like, other young adult shows. I watch.
Oh, I watched Wishbone.
Like, yeah, I watched Wishbone.
Wishbone.
Oh, yeah, on PBS?
Yeah.
Hells yeah. Sagwa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
the Boomafoo. Let's get into it. Yeah.
That's so
Zoom. Come on and Zoom.
Yes, I remember that. But that's funny. Yes. You mentioned Wishbone because I was trying to tell one of my previous coworkers about a book, and they're like, "No, I don't know what you're talking about." And I'm like, "Do you remember on Wishbone when they? I think it was about Sleepy Hollow." I'm like, "Do you remember that specific episode?" I'm like, "Yeah," and I'm like. That's the book I'm talking about.
You know
about.
You have, you know you kind of hit this really good plateau in your nerd and when you can quote Wishbone. Yeah. Like, it's, all the episodes are on YouTube and I know this.
Damn, I miss PBS.
Good PBS.
Good shows for a while.
Let's
I would bring back Sagwa. I loved that show. Every day after school, came home. It was Wishbone, no, it was Sagwa, then Wishbone, then Zaboomafoo, and then Zoom. And then it went into the adult stuff.
Oh, see, it was Wishbone, and then Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Yep, used to watch that too.
I think they stopped that.
Yeah, because they started doing Where in Earth is Carmen Sandiego, or Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego.
Somebody was dressed as Carmen Sandiego at the Mid-South Comic Expo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was pretty good. Man, now I miss BBN.
I miss all the good cartoons.
Yeah, man. Did y'all know that the lemur from Zaboomafoo died a couple years ago? Oh, sorry. But now the Krat brothers have this show called Wild Krats.
Yeah.
It is so cute. I love that show. My kids are obsessed with it.
Yeah, my kids still watch it occasionally.
Yeah, that's got. I think it's on Hulu. I think they took it off of Netflix. But last Christmas, we got online to look up the toys for it, and it is ridiculous. Like, insanely expensive. So I was like, no, you're not going to get no Wild Krats toys this year. Like $50.
What was the name of that creepy show where there was like that girl on a giant couch and she was supposed to be a doll?
I know what you're talking about.
No, it wasn't that.
Big Comfy Couch.
Yes. My sister used to watch that all the time. It's really weird.
Bananas in Pajamas.
Yeah.
Bananas in Pajamas.
Yeah.
I started singing that theme song one day and And this is before I met Ashley, but I started singing that one day around people, and they're just looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you seriously never saw Bananas in Pajamas? And then I actually sat down, found the episodes, and showed it to them.
Yeah.
That
was a strange show.
Clifford the Big Red Dog. I used to watch that when it was a cartoon on.
I was so pissed at the Clifford movie.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, it was because they didn't do the dog. It was just kind of like this horrible, like, spin on it. And they tried to make it adult?
Yeah, I didn't watch it at all.
I had no idea that existed. I'm going to go look it up and read about it.
It's the same guy who was in Beethoven.
My aunt used to own the puppies that were in Beethoven.
Like, yeah. The legit?
But like the legit puppies. Like, she didn't sell them to the movie, the producers, but she rented them, and like they trained them and used them for the movies, and then they gave them back. She had the female dog and the puppies, but she didn't have the actual Beethoven dog, just the female dog from the movies and the puppies.
That's still pretty awesome.
It was. It was pretty cool. Yeah, she lived in Arkansas, where, not Kooteneck, where was it? Right outside of Fordyce.
Wait, what town did you say one more time?
Fordyce?
No, the one before it.
Oh, Kooteneck?
That's what I thought you said. I just had to make sure.
That is an actual town in this state. We need to make that a topic. The really fucking crazy town names that are in this state.
Yeah, we need to get them from Tiffany, because she has the whole list of them.
Hooker.
Toadlick.
Wiener.
Dumas.
Dumas.
bald knob.
She has a huge list of them because she put them on a shirt and she had to narrow them down. So there's a whole bunch that's not even on her shirt. Yeah.
Kooterneck is probably my favorite. Kooterneck. I got family that lives in Kooterneck. There's Goober Town over here.
True. I seriously now want to take a trip to Kooterneck. I know it probably has nothing in it, but I just want to take a trip.
It is. You could walk through Kooterneck in less than 5 minutes.
So that's one of those towns that needs a mirror at the end of it to make it look bigger.
There's like two houses and that's it. It's like population 14.
Nice. So like if like two families moved out, it would be like gone.
I think the town, everybody in the town's related to each other.
I hope they go out of town to find like yeah. romantic relationships.
Kooterneck has their own version of Tinder.
It's dead. I think it's between Fordyce and Kingsland, but I'm not entirely sure. I'm not familiar with the area down there, except for Fordyce.
I'm just impressed at this town name. Like I'm gonna go out of my way at some point to find Kooterneck.
Kooterneck.
Well, that would be more interesting.
Kooterneck.
I know there's a Kooter, Missouri. That town cracks me up, too.
Yeah. Kooterneck. Yeah.
I don't know why I said Kooterneck, but why not? There's a sign after you leave my old hometown, and it's in between us and the town Stockton, where it's just these two little towns, and it's Needmore Boner. It is a legit sign, but it's Needmore and B-O-N-E-R.
Okay, the town's name is Needmore Boner?
There's two different towns, Needmore and Boner.
So they're side by side.
And it's one of those where it's Needmore's like on top and Boner's on bottom.
Like
and just,
15 miles to Needmore, yeah. Oh,
that's
God.
Nice.
I need to steal that sign.
Or at least need like a really close-up picture.
Steal it.
I might actually try to happen. It's just that, hey, I know some people with tractors. Can you run that over?
Get one out of those drills and go, pew, 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 pew. Just
haven't done it in less than a minute.
So, before we close up this episode, Richard, don't you have a big announcement for the Winos?
Oh! Are we talking about, I don't even know, which, are we talking about our sponsorship? Is that it?
Yes.
Holy crap.
We can announce that now, right?
We can. Manos Wine in Kansas City, if you haven't checked them out yet, go there right now, manoswine.com. They are going to be sponsoring this show, and we are super excited. There will be wine involved later on.
Yes.
And I'll be getting all that soon, so I'm super excited. If you haven't checked them out, seriously, I have a picture somewhere of my 2015 World Champion World Series Kansas City Royals wine bottle they did that is fan freaking tastic. Hey!
these bottles are absolutely stunning.
They're engraved.
Hand etched.
Yeah, we've not even seen the ones that will be for our show, but we've seen others and they are absolutely gorgeous.
They are. I'm just excited to try what's inside of the bottle.
Yeah, no, because I will not open the Kansas City Royals one.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You've seen it.
It's
tall.
It's a collector. It's one of those things. It's collectors for sure. I'm just ready to put what's inside of it inside my belly.
They do different kinds of wines. I'm not really sure on all of the wines they do. I know they only have two listed, but they do more, and I do know that. So, but they're an amazing company. And we'll have more information about that as well moving forward.
We're really excited about the sponsorship, and we can't wait to see our bottles and get to try our wine.
Yes.
They're sending me a gross.
A gross?
Like that's a gross amount?
No. A gross of wine bottles.
Like a large amount is what he's saying.
A gross. 144. Like a gross.
So a gross. Oh, that's what it's literally called?
Yeah, gross, yeah.
A dozen
is a gross.
Oh, okay.
So that we will have some to keep and to drink.
More or less a lot to drink.
All of it to drink.
Well, I'm keeping some of the bottles for me as a collector.
I mean, I'll keep the bottles, but I'll drink the wine first.
It's more expensive if you leave the wine in the bottle.
I'll take hers that she doesn't want to leave in the bottle for us. Okay. I mean, I intend on drinking some too.
But that's a gross for every bottle they design, just by the way.
Oh, okay.
So,
wait, no. Okay. So we've got 500 bottles of wine coming to us?
Probably at some point, yeah. Because they're going to send them out. And...
Okay, that's even better. We'll have plenty to drink and plenty to save. We are now officially super, super, super excited.
I'm not making the joke this time. You got to give me props. Because you...
Yes, I know. She has that expression on her face.
Thank you.
Where are we housing all of this?
I don't know.
Everywhere we can.
I've got room.
Yeah.
I'm going to purchase a winer. I'm just going to purchase an
apple.
You're
going to drink mine.
I have an empty room that won't get drank out of.
It's like, holy shit, what's all the wine doing
here? What do you guys take me for?
A wino.
Oh,
moment of the show.
Guilty as charged.
That should be a sound bite.
I'm going to keep that, and I'm going to throw that into every other show now. It's like, along with Nichols, I'm a motherfucking purple power.
I mean, it's the truth. Ain't no denying.
That's awesome. So, okay, yeah, we're super excited about the sponsorship. So
purple motherfucking power.
I'm glad to get to share that with y'all.
Yes. I think
As well as you guys are hosting, see, this is the other thing, too. This announcement's only been made on the Queens of the Fall page. You guys are hosting the red carpet special.
Oh, yes. Well, as right now, it's just me.
Well, it's the whole
group. I thought she was going to be.
She's going to be helping on the red carpet as well.
Oh.
I've got the backstage here.
Okay. Stretch thin that night. Oh, wait.
You got me to do whatever you need.
I mean, we have help. That's not the issue.
Yeah.
But. The first thing that everyone's going to see at Queens of the Fall is the lovely winos.
We will be hosting the red carpet event for the lovely queens.
Which will be streamed live on Facebook.
It's going to be like a paparazzi thing. There is going to be a legitimate red carpet.
And cameras.
There might be a legitimate rainbow carpet.
That's awesome.
I am trying to swing that.
That would be amazing.
That would be super wicked cool.
Awesome.
I mean, like, so cool.
I'm trying to swing that one right now.
Yeah, that would be great. We're going to have paparazzi, and the winos are going to get to interview all of our lovely, lovely guests.
Yes. I'm so excited.
That's going to be a crazy night. And then the show itself. Yep. I'm still going to plug that like every chance I can.
It starts at 7 and we know it's on a Tuesday, but that's when we could, that's all when all the queens could get together. And
this is going to be a large show. At this point, we're looking at 16 queens.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. And is that 16
queens? Yeah, 16 queens.
Yep, so we're still.
Okay, wait, 15 queens and one princess.
I don't get that.
No,
there's a king in there.
And the king. Okay, 14 queens, one king, one princess.
I don't get the king and the princess stuff.
Because I'm a mere princess among queens.
Okay. Because he's king.
Hosting.
We have a drag king.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Mid-South, 2017 reigning Mr. Mid-South
is... From Pride.
From Pride.
I thought he's still dressed up in, female drag.
No.
How does that work?
Same principle as...
It's a transgender. Oh, my God! I thought it was like a man in like a colorful top hat and this like sequin tuxedo or something, just something really.
I cannot wait for her to meet Will Ryder now. I just can't.
I legitimately meant no offense to that.
No. I can't wait for that meeting now.
They literally won the title of the Mid-South Pride.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. But, I mean, I meant no offense to that. I just thought it was you dressed up, but with, like, same, like, what is that? Not flamboyant, but, like, same energies.
It's okay.
I didn't mean that.
No, it wasn't bad at all.
We enjoyed your confusion.
I'm going to show you if I can find it real quick. It happens to all of us. Plus, it gets really...
I don't think I've seen a photo of them.
Listed on the page. I just realized listed on the page, and I'm trying to find their actual page. Like, a dumbass.
Yeah, I went to the to their page, but I just saw the
yeah, there's
the lady
a picture
in
there.
The Transformers costume.
Did you look on the drag show?
Page?
Yeah.
Oh, no. See, I don't know who that is. I did not
that
see
be,
that person.
That would be Will Ryder.
Yeah, I've been announcing all the performers.
See, I've seen her. Is yeah. it her? Yeah, and I'm sorry.
I don't know that I saw him either, but I saw the announcement,
Miss,
but I don't know that
Miss
I saw
him. Is Miss Gay Illinois going to be there?
Yes, but it has not been officially, I haven't got a bio or anything yet, so I can't announce anything until I get bios and things.
I love her.
We've got a lot of things to discuss over the next few weeks, and it is going to be super exciting.
She's so great, but yeah.
So, well, guys, I think that wraps it up for you guys, right?
Yeah, that's it for this episode.
It was a really good episode. Everybody, I hope you, this is going to air after Halloween, so I hope you had a safe and happy Halloween. And
if you're still trick-or-treating, good for you.
And we had finally figured out the release date after all of the confusion. We continue to say the wrong date forever. It is
November
7th. No!
Crap.
Quit messing it up. It is November 3rd.
That's Wednesday, isn't it?
No, it's Thursday.
Do you know how many times we looked at this?
Yeah, we actually, when we were recording our last episode alive, we looked at it 6 times during
yes.
the episode.
My bad.
Okay, so everyone.
Out when it gets out. There you go.
We will see you in 2 weeks after this airs. So, everyone have a safe holiday.
I'll see you on the election show.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We are doing the election show.
Well, as far as the Llanos go.
Yes. Yes, as far as this show, yeah.
But yeah, everybody.
Unless I make it a joint collaboration.
Well, I don't know. I'll be there. Yeah. In my Madam President if you nasty shirt.
Okay, so goodbye, everyone.
Have a good night. I got a new life.